Tom, KO4HK.
Good evening to you. Boy, when they said that front was going to come through, rather blustery, and they sure hit it on the head.
Sure. I was out on the front porch earlier, and you could just hear the wind howling through these hollers up here.
This year, I had Bernice come over to the bathroom window, and I opened it up. I said, you hear that? She said, oh, yeah. And the flag is taking a beating out back. But it's a pretty good flag, and it's lasted quite a while. It's American-made, which is unusual, and most of them made in China. But there was a plane just took off, and they always take off into the wind. But it's rather hard to do when the wind's coming from the west, and the runway one's from southwest to just almost true north, 0-4 degrees. And the wind's coming anywhere from 270 all the way up to 360. I bet they had to use some rudder to get off the ground.
I don't know anything about flying, so I'm sure that it was quite the feat. I guess they do the head-on into it so it's not pushing it sideways as they're trying to take off. Be my guess. I don't know, like I said.
This is NZGR. No, kind of liken it to the when I flew off carrier, they always turn the ship into the wind. And so what that does is, Patrick, let's say that your airplane takes off at 100 mile an hour, and you got 20 miles an hour hitting you in the face. Well, you only have to get that airplane going 80 miles an hour, then you add that 20 mile an hour in coming at you, so you got 100 mile an hour of lift, and the plane will take off. You see what I mean?
Understand what you're saying? Let nature work for you.
Yeah. They used to make a plane called a Heliostall, short takeoff and landing, STOL, up there in Pittsburgh, Kansas, west of town. And I've actually seen that plane with a headwind. They could land at about, I don't know, 30 miles an hour. And, for example, these jets down here land somewhere between 120 and 160, depending on the size. But that plane, if you had a pretty stiff wind out there, he would just head it into the wind, and the airplane's a standard old-looking airplane, except it has some special things on it they call slats. That airplane would be going backwards. That was kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Plane taking off going backwards.
Oh, no, he didn't take off, Patrick. I didn't clarify myself. He was up in the air, and most planes, for example, say, 172 or something, Cessna. Well, it'll stall, and I'm going to guess, probably around 45 to 60 miles an hour. So you got to stay above that, or the plane will just fall like a rock. But when this Helio plane had a headwind of like 30, 35 mile an hour, and in other words, he can land at that speed because it's made to land at real low speeds. So if you had a 40-mile-an-hour headwind and your plane had landed at 30, you could actually be going about 10-mile-an-hour backwards. You didn't see that very often, but it was possible. And my brother, when he was on the USS Kearsarge, they dropped some of those planes off in Thailand for missionaries that they built up there in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and that was kind of cool. Well, I hope you had a good day. I got everything done with the chickens, and they seem to be happy, and they're all up in the roost tonight. And I shut the big doors on the coop where they got a small door, and that wind ain't getting in.
Day once it quit drizzling on you, and it wasn't quite so dreary, but ruined a bad day this morning either. So, can't complain. Truck come home in one piece. I made it up the mountain, so chalk it up to a good day.
It's chopping until about 3:30. We went to Aldi's, and then we had to go over to Walmart. When the front's coming, both of us, especially Bernice with that hip, but both of us had a terrible day with pain. But we got done there, and we went over to Publix and got us some Old Dead chicken wings. And munched on them when we got home for supper, and some coleslaw Bernice made, and some pork and beans. And that was supper, so it made it easier on her. You know, I just put some clothes in the washer. I'm having to do these jobs that she normally does, and I don't mind a bit. Anyways, got that done. She said I could come on downstairs. I thought maybe we might catch Shane, but I got to thinking Shane's on vacation. And then I wondered if John might be on tonight. He had a new hip put in yesterday, I think. KO4 RJN, I think it is, isn't it?
RJN.
Okie doke. He sure seemed like a nice fella. I enjoy talking to him. He's way up towards Raleigh. I didn't realize he was on Echolink for a little while. But he got his sooner than Bernice. And we got to go to a hip replacement school next week for a day. Well, for an hour or so. And just got a letter in the mail today. I guess they teach you what you got to do after you get a new store-bought hip.
There is some things that you got to watch out for. My wife, I guess it would be her cousin, he's had several hip replacements, and he's, I don't know, he's had at least five or six of them.
Well, I've heard that they last 10 to 15 years usually, but that surprises me. Don't tell Bernice that.
And some of it's his fault because he didn't do what he was supposed to, and he had them over the years, so I guess he's had them over the last, I don't know, 35 years, somewhere in that window. I've known him 30s, and he had one before I knew him, so.
One done on the other side. I forget which one he's getting done this time, but he's pretty happy with it. He said he had to be on a walker for a couple of weeks and then a cane. A little longer than what I'd like Bernice to know, but she'll get by if I can just keep her from doing too much.
That's going to be the hard part, is tying her down. She's going to want to get up and go, and she needs to slow down so she can get up and go later.
And you're right. Well, who's calling it tonight?
Gary, KI4DOS, and keeper of all things SwapNet.
I thought of that right after I said it. I looked at my watch and says, Wednesday. That's what Mr. Ortolani used to call it in history class. Wednesday. Never heard it called that before. Well, looks like there's some DX on, but I don't know what the the antenna's blowing around like crazy. You get atmospheric static, and I don't know if I'll be able to hear them or not. There's one in the Falklands. I'm thinking I already worked him. And several other ones on there that I'm looking at. There's even one from the Philippines. Anyways, I'll let you go, bud. I'll see you tomorrow then. Bernice says you're all clear.
I have to be quick tomorrow because they're having the club meeting this Thursday, and they're having a meal, so I'm trying to get there in time to share my portion.
Oh, well, I'll have to charge you a penalty fee. Don't worry about it. Just come in and pick up your eggs and head on out.
And I appreciate it, and look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow, and take care. Be easy on Miss Bernice tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Falklands is coming in clear. Well, I think Wednesday night, you know, I slap her around once a week whether she needs it or not, so they requested it. Anyways, you take care, Patrick. Good to hear you. And I'll be down here listening for a while. Kill 4-H-Cats and 0-TR-73.